up our hands and appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the I Am that I Am for his mercies today. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the worship. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you for the privilege of relationship. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you. We worship you. Holy Spirit, move me now. Make my life whole again. Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move all over me. Oh. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move me now. That not one person will live here the same where we have come. Do something new in someone's life in Jesus' precious name. Can we give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise for what we have just received from our mother in the Lord? Give him a bigger clap and help me shake someone's hands around you and tell them you will never be the same. Your family can never be the same. And please be seated. Hallelujah. I count this a very, very great privilege to stand here this morning. First and foremost, every time I come here, my greatest passion and desire is to come here to learn. And after we have heard our Father speak, the question is, what else do you have to say? What do you want to say? At times, it's just leave us alone. Let's hear this thing and go and walk with them. But it keeps on placing the responsibility on us to speak. And I am standing under this same unction with what I have received. And I believe that our lives will never be the same. He asked me to speak on the subject, faithfulness for next levels. Faithfulness for next levels. Matthew chapter 25 and in verse 21, he speaks about him who is faithful. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Luke chapter 16 and in verse 10, he said that he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also. That is unjust in the much. Basically, faithfulness is the basis of changes in levels in the kingdom. Faithfulness is a capital requirement for changes in levels in scripture. He that is faithful in the least is also faithful. Then chapter 4 verse 1 to 2 said, moreover, in stewards, that a man, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and the mysteries of God. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Levels will never change until someone is faithful. Scriptures abound to show us examples of changes in level in scripture. Example number one, Joseph. Joseph shifted levels by faithfulness. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 5 and in verse 6, he was in the house of Potiphar. And the Bible said, he made him overseer in verse 6 over all that he had. And there was nothing that went wrong under Joseph's watch. So Joseph shifted in levels. First of all, he was the manager of a man's house. Then he became the manager of an institution, the prison. And then he shifted level to become the manager of a whole nation from level to level at the frequency of faithfulness. Example number two is Moses. Moses, in Numbers chapter 12, verse 6 to 7, God speaking said, hear now my words, if there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream. He said, but my servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. Him will I speak face to face. Moses, by virtue of faithfulness, accessed levels that people in his generation never experienced. In Hebrews chapter 3 and in verse 2, we also saw how the scriptures spoke about the faithfulness of Moses. Moses, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. Joseph was faithful. Moses was faithful. Number three, David was faithful. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 11, when it was time to anoint somebody as king, I hear all your sons. No, there is this faithful one who remains with the sheep, with the flock. Faithfulness brought David the anointing. And we saw how David shifted in level. First, he was anointed before his brethren in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 13. Second, he was anointed before the men of Judah in 2 Samuel chapter 2 verse 4. And then third, he became anointed king over all Israel in 2 Samuel chapter 5 and in verse 3. Anointing in front of a household, anointing in front of a tribe, and anointing in front of a whole nation at the frequency of faithfulness. Example number 4 of faithfulness is Abraham. In Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9, the Bible said, so they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Faithful Abraham. Abraham's faithfulness caused him to access realms. In fact, Abraham existed as a nation on the frequency of faithfulness. I see somebody moving here as a nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Number five example was Paul the Apostle. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 12. He said, I thank Jesus Christ, our Lord, who has enabled me because he counted me faithful and put me in the ministry. He counted me faithful. By the reason of faithfulness, Paul the Apostle stepped into realms
that people of his generation never stepped into. I see somebody here that is about to step into realms that people have never been before. If you believe that, shout the loudest, say amen. Amen. And finally, the Master Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 2 and in verse 17. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17 speaks, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. A merciful and faithful high priest. No wonder he moved from multitude to great multitudes, to very great multitude, to innumerable multitude, to a crowd that was so thick until people trod down themselves by virtue of faithfulness. Beloved, the reason why there is a shortage of changes in level is because there is a shortage of faithful people on earth today. You look at Psalm 12 verse 1. The psalmist gave a cry. He said, help Lord, the godly man ceased, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. There are many pastors, but very few faithful people. There are many Christians, but very few faithful people. In Proverbs chapter 20 verse 6, he also lamented the scarcity of faithful people. He said, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? A faithful pastor, who can find? A faithful church worker, who can find? A faithful subordinate in ministry, who can find? Question is, what is faithfulness? Number one. Faithfulness is number one, reliability and dependability of character. Reliability and dependability of character, like Daniel. Reliability and dependability of character. Number two, faithfulness is trustability and trustworthiness of character. Reliability and dependability of character. Two, trustability and trustworthiness of character. Number three, faithfulness is loyalty and steadfastness at duty. Loyalty and steadfastness at duty. Loyal people as cars. Loyalty and steadfastness at duty. Number four, faithfulness is the acceptance of full responsibility for giving assignment. The acceptance of full responsibility. Responsibility is given you. Assignment is given you. You accept full responsibility for that assignment. It is called faithfulness. Number five. Faithfulness is excellence delivery without external supervision. Excellence delivery without external supervision. Nobody is supervising you to do the right thing. You are doing it. You are self-supervised, like Daniel. Excellence delivery without external supervision. What is faithfulness? Number six. It is the maximal deployment of life's resources into life assignment. The maximal deployment of life's resources into life assignment. A faithful person will give the time, the energy, the money that is required for the assignment. It is the maximal deployment of life's resources into life's assignment. Holding nothing back, like Paul the Apostle said in Acts chapter 20 verse 20. I have kept nothing back. I have held nothing back. The maximal deployment of life's resources into life's assignment. What is faithfulness? Number seven, it is doing the right thing with conviction, commitment and consistency. Doing the right thing with conviction, with commitment, with consistency. You know what you are doing is the right thing to do, and you are doing it with conviction. You are doing it with commitment. You are doing it with consistency. What is faithfulness? Number 8. Being found where you are meant to be. Doing what you are meant to be doing when you are meant to be doing it. Again, faithfulness is being found where you are meant to be, doing what you are meant to be doing when you are meant to be doing it. When you come to a mechanic's workshop and it's not there, when he's meant to be there on his workplace, he's an unfaithful man. When you come and you are meant to meet a pastor on assignment and it's not on that assignment, he's an unfaithful person. Being found where you are meant to be, doing what you are meant to be doing when you are meant to be doing it. Matthew chapter 24, verse 45. He said, blessed is that servant whom when his Lord cometh, he shall find so doing. Matthew 24, 45 to 46. It is doing what you are meant to be doing. Being found where you are meant to be found. Doing what you are meant to be doing when you are meant to be doing it. What is faithfulness? Number 9. Faithfulness is doing the will, mind, and pleasure of the sender. Doing the will, the mind, and the pleasure of the sender, of the master. What is in his heart? In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and in verse 35. Very important scripture. 1 Samuel said, and I will raise me a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. Doing the pleasure of the master. Not doing what pleases you, not doing what appears popular, but doing what the master sent you to do is faithfulness. And finally, number 10. Faithfulness is functioning with the mentality of accountability. The mentality of accountability in assignment. Functioning with the mentality of accountability. Daniel chapter 6 verse 1 to 4. I don't have the time to read them right now. But they made them accountable. They placed them in charge so that the king will have no damage. The mentality of accountability in assignment. I am accountable for to somebody as a pastor. At the end of the day, the one who called me will ask me how I function in this calling. The mentality of accountability in the assignment. I believe that someone here today is moving into a new dimension of faithfulness. If you are that one, say a loud amen. I'd like you to take note of 3 facts about faithfulness. 1, the faithfulness of man attracts the faithfulness of God. If you want to see the faithfulness of God in your assignment, you must demonstrate faithfulness to God. The faithfulness of man attracts the faithfulness of God. In Psalm 18 verse 25, it says, with the upright, thou will show yourself upright. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. James chapter 4 verse 8, it says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. The faithfulness of man attracts the faithfulness of God. There are people who want God to be faithful to them, but they are not faithful to God. And it is not possible for that to happen. Number 2, fact about faithfulness. Schedule determines success. Routine determines result. And practice determines product. Show me your schedule, I will show you your success. Show me your routine, I will show you your result. Show me your practice, I will show you your product. God's servant Papa said yesterday that world changers, they pay a global price. They don't have a normal schedule. They don't have normal routines. Schedule determines success. Routine determines result. Practice determines product. Acts chapter 17 verse 2. Paul, as his manner was, he had a manner. Luke chapter 4 verse 16, Jesus, as his custom was, went into the temple. You see, successful people, they have manners and customs. There are things that they do, and they do it establishedly in order to arrive at their destiny. And number three fact you must know about destiny, about faithfulness, is that destiny answers to consistency. Consistency of positive action. Destiny answers to consistency of positive action. Destiny answers. What you do occasionally does not change your outcome in life. Can never change your outcome in life. It is what you do consistently, what you do habitually, what you do faithfully that changes your outcome in life. I see change coming for somebody here. If you are the one, say aloud, amen. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace. Say it loud, I receive the grace to be faithful. I receive the grace to do the right thing consistently in Jesus' name. Now, what are the areas where faithfulness is needed? Areas of needed faithfulness. Number one, faithfulness in personal walk with God. Area where faithfulness is needed to change a man's level. Faithfulness in personal walk with God. Genesis 19:27. Abraham went and stood in the place. He rose up early in the morning and stood in the place and went to the place where he stood before God. Faithfulness in personal walk with God. Number two, faithfulness in feeding on the word. We must be faithful to the book. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Number three, faithfulness in personal prayer life. Personal prayer life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Faithfulness in personal prayer life. Number four. Faithfulness to the call of ministry. What God called you to do. Faithfulness to the call. Not trying to branch into another calling because it appears popular. Not trying to branch into another style of ministry. Faithfulness to the call. There are people who are no longer faithful to the message they were called to preach. In Colossians chapter 4 verse 17, it says, say to Archippus that you take heed to the ministry that you received, not the one another person received, that you fulfill it. Faithfulness. Great men like Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, Kenneth Hagin, our papa, all of them have stuck to their call. Even though other things appeared popular in their time, but faithfulness to the call. Number five is faithfulness to feeding the flock. The flock. Faithfulness to feeding the flock. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Take heed to yourself and to the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Faithfulness in feeding the flock. Our father told us yesterday, we are not permitted to read just to come and preach. We are permitted to you spend time to feed the flock. Number six, faithfulness to the salvation of the lost. The salvation of the lost. John chapter 15 and in verse 17. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you that you will go and bring forth fruit. And that your fruit will remain. Faithfulness to the salvation of the lost. Number seven is faithfulness to the welfare of the flock. The care of the flock. Until we are able to take care of 20 people, God will never bring 100 people. Faithfulness to the practical care of the flock. Number eight, faithfulness to personal development. Care of the flock, Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 6. Number 8, faithfulness to personal development. Again, Acts chapter 20, verse 28, take heed to yourself. I hope that the numbers are not too many. Number 9, faithfulness to spiritual submission. Faithfulness to mentoral coverage. Faithfulness. We heard that yesterday from Pastor David. Those who start doing the right things are many, but those who continue are few. Those who finish it are even scarcer. He can bear me witness. 20-something years ago, when most of us were being brought up by our Father and the Lord, there were many people we saw around. Many people. Remember the days of CBFM? Many people. Today, you can't find nobody. Very, very few. I've seen new faces. People do things and just appear and disappear. And it also shows in the results. For so many who disappeared, also many things about them disappear. Faithfulness. In submission. Last year, our daughter got married the week before, after Shiloh. And Daddy was there, and many of our people here were there. And he told us, he said, don't bother coming to Shiloh or come early because you need to prepare for the wedding and prepare all the things. And my wife and I unanimously told him, no, on the Shiloh ground, the preparation will continue. We have not missed this thing for 21 years. And wedding won't cause us to miss it. Pastor David is here. I haven't seen him missed it for 20, from the scratch till now. Faithfulness in spiritual covering. It shows. Number 10. Faithfulness in financial management. There are many people whose lives and ministries have not gone anywhere because the church money is also their money. There is no separation. There is no financial integrity. In Luke chapter 16 and in verse 11. Luke chapter 16 verse 11. He said, if you therefore have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust true riches? Faithfulness in financial management. Number 11. Faithfulness in ministering to the physical needs of the flock. There are many people who are powerful preachers, but they have no heart for the sick and the afflicted in the assembly. No heart. In Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 1 to 4, God was rebuking shepherds that feed themselves and never cared about the sick in the flock. Faithfulness. We are not the healer. We only accept responsibility and leave results in his hands. At the beginning of our ministry, I was seeing particular kinds of healing, but there were types of healings I was never seeing. There were results I wasn't able to see, but I was seeing some dimensions. And when people came with some very drastic problems, it was difficult. But I just faced the one that was happening. And I just remained faithful to pray for those that were getting healed and getting delivered from the particular problems. And as the faithfulness was in that area, other areas opened up. And the things I wasn't seeing before, I began to see. Because he that is faithful in the least is also faithful in the much. I see somebody moving forward in a dimension of the supernatural after today, in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. And finally, faithfulness in returning the glory. In returning the glory to the owner of the glory. Isaiah chapter 42 and in verse 8, he said, I am the Lord. I will not give my glory to another, or my praise to 42:8, my praise to graven images. I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. What are the requirements for faithfulness? What is it that can make a person faithful? Number one, a fighting spirit. You need a spirit that fights. Faithfulness will be contested, especially faithfulness in followership. People will mock you and think you are crazy. All manner. Faithfulness in sitting with your work. When the popular thing is to be moving everywhere, you need a fighting spirit to do what is right. The Chinese bamboo stuck to the ground until it exploded. Elisha told the sons of the prophet, I know it, hold your peace. A fighting spirit. Number two, a faith-filled spirit. Faith-filled spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Somebody say, I am not wasting my time. Say it louder. Say, I am not wasting my time. Say, I am not wasting my life doing the right thing. I am not wasting my time. Result is coming. It is a fighting spirit. It is a faith-filled spirit. And number three, a faintless spirit. Faintless. The spirit that refuses to faint. Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 9. He said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. Faintless spirit, tireless spirit, weariless spirit. I want to say something and it's going to be like a bomb. Yesterday our daddy told us, God is not slow. When you are trying to wait on God for result, it will appear like you are slow. And it will appear like there are some people who are faster. But don't envy everybody who appears fast, because not all of them have God as their source. We live in a generation today where people feel that God is so slow, and like we heard yesterday, let me preach some kind of message that will bring people. Let me enter gimmicks and tricks. Somehow outrightly turn to the devil and become false teachers and false prophets and false apostles. There are plenty in our generation. But I'd like you to make up your mind. I am going to stick to the right thing. And I am going to wait. Job said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. I prophesy to somebody here, you've been doing the right thing and it appears like everything is slow. But I announce to you today, change is coming. I say change is coming. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, say God is not slow. Continue to do the right thing. Change is coming. I tell you a funny story. When we started growing up in ministry and started newly, I saw a lot of people driving four-wheel drive. What is they called? Nissan Patrol, all those things. And we were doing everything that we knew to do. And yet we were driving 544 and all of those kind of things. It was later on we realized that some of these people got those cars on higher purchase. And on Sunday morning at times, the people that sold them the car will be waiting for them in the church. We got to know all this later. Beloved, don't envy anybody because you don't know the whole story. Beware who you envy. You don't know the full story. You don't know the total story. But I announce to somebody here, as you are waiting on the Lord, you are not going to waste in life. You are not going to waste in ministry. You are not going to waste in destiny. You believe it? Say it louder. Amen. What are the rewards? Hallelujah. What are the rewards of faithfulness? If I am faithful, how am I rewarded? Number one, shift in levels of authority. Shifts in levels of authority. Matthew 25 and in verse 21. Luke 16 and in verse 10. Shifts in level. Number two, abounding with blessings. A faithful man, Proverbs 28 verse 20, shall abound with blessings. People will see you and you are enviable. Because you have been faithful, abounding with the blessings. Number three, divine protection. Psalm 101 verse 6, it said, the eye of the Lord, my eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land. My eye shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. Number three, divine protection. Number four, divine presence. Psalm 101, verse 6. If you are faithful, you can't lack the presence of God. Number five is divine enablement. Divine enablement. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. It says, I thank my God. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Let me say something. There are two categories of people that can be in ministry. The faithful or the powerful. There are those who are faithful, but they may not yet be powerful. And there are those who are powerful, but they are not faithful. If you are faithful, but you are not powerful, you can be empowered. But if you are powerful, but you are not faithful, you will be discarded. God is not impressed by ability. He found me faithful, so he enabled me. If you are looking for greater abilities and greater graces, just release the seed of faithfulness. Don't boast about your powerfulness. Boast about your faithfulness. Because at the end of the day, it is not well done, thou good and powerful servant. No, it is not well done, thou good and powerful servant. Thou good and talented servant. Thou good and anointed servant. No, it is well done, thou good and faithful servant. Stand up on your feet, somebody. It is well done, thou good and faithful servant. Don't celebrate powerfulness. Don't celebrate talent. Don't celebrate ability. Celebrate faithfulness. And when faithfulness is accomplished, ability flows like water. I have just one counsel to take home. Return to your first love. Revelation chapter 2 and in verse 14. Return to your first love. 1-4, rather. He said, to the church of Laodicea, can you place it on the screen if possible? Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, right? This thing said, he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil. And you have tried them, we say they are apostles, and they are not. And you have found them liars. He said, but and you have borne, and you have patience, and for my name's sake, you have labored, and you have not fainted. But something is missing. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Verse 5. He said, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else I will come unto you quickly, and remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. The first love is the sponsor of the first works. When the first love goes, the first work expires. What am I talking about? Your fire of the university days. Your fire at the beginning of ministry. Your fire of prayer. Your fire of fasting. Your evangelistic passion. Your soul winning passion. Your passion for revival. Your passion for worship. Your passion for intimacy with God. Maybe success has come in ministry. You don't have many, many cars, good house, no fasting anymore, no prayer anymore. God is calling for revival. Somebody here, your take home is, Lord, I am returning back to my first love. I am tired of just going through ministry just like that. I want to return back to the fire that started the ministry, because the way in is the way forward. Lift up your hands and begin to speak to God. I ask for the return of my first love, my first fire, my first love, my first fire. Help me, Lord, with the first fire. Help me, Lord, with the first love. Help me with the grace to be faithful. I receive the grace to be faithful. The grace to be faithful. Go ahead and speak to God. The grace to be faithful. I receive that grace for faithfulness. Speak to God. I receive the grace for faithfulness. Help me with my first fire. The first love. The first passion. The first passion, evangelistic passion, soul winning passion. I receive it now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you because every single one here today is returning with a fresh fire of faithfulness to make us see what you want us to see. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise and help me shake the hands of 5 people. Tell them, remain faithful for your next levels. For the next levels. Remain faithful for the next levels. Remain faithful. Remain faithful.